Passover Seder is built around a concept that applies to everyone. Children are encouraged to ask and answer questions on their level, and their parents give them the full answers based on Torah. Today, my daughter Sprinza will ask a question and give us the answer.
Tati, I want to ask you a question. Were there any righteous people from other nations of the world who played a role in the Exodus from Egypt? Among the people who were part of those world-shaking events were an Egyptian and a Midianite who stopped worshiping idols and started observing the seven universal commandments. This happened when they witnessed the revelation of the one true God as he saved the Israelites with great miracles. The first person was Pharaoh himself, the wicked king of Egypt. Pharaoh worshiped idols, and he misled his people to believe that he was a god. The sheep was also an Egyptian idol, an image which has remained common to this day. Pharaoh stood firm against Moses and denied God while Egypt was being destroyed by the 10 plagues. But when the sea was split for the Israelites and the Egyptian army was drowned, Pharaoh was saved by God. As he stood and witnessed the salvation of the Israelites, he admitted to the authority of the one true God and accepted upon himself the 7 universal laws. He went on to the righteous city of Nineveh, and he was blessed with an exceptionally long life. After many hundreds of years, the citizens became lax in observing the 7 commandments, and God sent the prophet Jonah to warn them that the city was going to be destroyed. Pharaoh immediately heeded Jonah's words and led his citizens in repenting and reinforcing their commitment to the 7 laws, and this saved the city from being punished like Sodom and Gomorrah. Another person in these events was Jethro, a main advisor to Pharaoh. He disagreed with Pharaoh's plan to destroy the Jewish infant boys in the Nile. Pharaoh was angry with Jethro for not agreeing to this plan, and Jethro fled for his life to Midian. He was known as a genius, and he was appointed to be the high priest for all known idols. As Jethro studied all these practices, he realized the falsehood of the dead idols. He then resigned his position, and the angry idol worshippers drove him away. As his reward for following the one true God, he became the father-in-law of Moses. When he heard of the great miracles that God performed against Egypt and then against the Amalekites who attacked the Jews on the way to Mount Sinai, Jethro left his home and worldly comforts to join the Jews in the desert and to learn about the 7 laws from Moses.